give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. Amen. How many came out to worship our Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. How many come expect, not because we're the Diggs, but because we serve a living God? Amen. Amen. Just sing that song, I believe that you're my healer. Amen. How many can say that with an upraised hand? He's your healer today. Amen. No matter what it would be, whether it be physical or spiritual, He's always our healer. Amen. You hold my very moment. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire. And you heal all my disease. Lord, I trust.
Lord, we thank you so much, Lord. We give you glory in the special service, Lord, tonight, God. And Lord,
sing that song, there's no one like Jesus, amen. How many can say that with an upraised hand? There's no one you've ever found, amen. You might have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or somebody else, but they can't take that place of Christ, amen. There is no one, there's no one like Jesus. There, amen. If you don't know it, it's a special then, I guess. Let's sing that song, "The Spirit of the Lord is Great and Mighty." How many can say that? They know that He is great and mighty. If He dwelleth in you, amen. Cook in your mortal body, amen. And the Spirit of the Lord is great and mighty. The Spirit of the Lord is my victory. The Spirit of the Lord is great and mighty. Great and mighty is He. Sing that again. The Spirit. love of Jesus is so wonderful. Amen. So high you can't get over it. So low you can't get under it. Amen. As our pastor prays himself to come. Amen. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Oh.
Seen Sister Wendy in quite a while. God bless you. Good to have Brother Gareth back. Amen. Certainly a privilege and an honor to be in service for the Lord on a Friday night. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pretty encouraging to see everyone make it out by the grace of God. We do have a phone hookup this evening. I'm going to try to, I ain't got much voice. I might overdid myself on Wednesday night. But by the grace of God, we're just going to maybe sing a song. We'll allow our brother to get out here. We're looking forward to hearing Brother Diggs preach. Amen. By the grace of God. I've seen Brother Jesse do this, so I feel like I can get away with it. Hello? Hello? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to try that later. In the back, probably. But by the grace of God, Brother Diggs certainly needs no introduction. A fine man of God, and we appreciate his ministry, and he always, when he comes around, we appreciate that, and he lets us know he's around. I probably should get to calling him more often. We play him out front all the time. He's the testimony, he's always playing out there, and to be honest with you, I must have seen his face so many times on that TV, I thought he'd been visiting quite a bit, but it's been a couple years. He hasn't been here since the church has been like that, like this, so... he was actually parked out back, and by the grace of God, I didn't know it was that long. But Lord, forgive me, and maybe next round we'll get our brother in a little bit quicker than that. Amen? But anyway, how many are looking forward to the Lord speaking to you tonight? Amen? Certainly love the Lord. And by the grace of God, maybe we'll just sing we'll sing a song, and then we'll have our brother up. I remember back in the day, probably 10, 11 years ago, Brother Diggs was actually, he was a song leader down at Brother Charles Anderson's church. I don't know if he still does that now and then, if he's ever around, but he, that was a fine song service that you get into, amen? And they just sing the house down over there, sing the Lord down in the house, if I can say it like that. I certainly appreciate that. But anyway, maybe if we can, we'll just sing one song, and then we'll have our brother up, okay? So, let's sing a short song. Let's sing that song, I've Got It. You know you got the Holy Ghost this evening?
Amen.
Amen. We'll sing that song real quick here. Have our brother up. I got it. He got it. We all got it. Praise the Lord. I got it. I got it.
Trust that you're looking for the Lord. Amen. Certainly appreciate your pastor. Amen. Brother Cam. Amen. For allowing us to come. Amen. Sometimes we hit and miss. Amen. But in our hearts, we always want to have fellowship. Amen. Let's just bow our hearts and we'll get into the Word of God tonight. If you have a need, just know that God is able. Lord Jesus, Father, we enter into the house of worship tonight, Lord. And Lord, we come before you in faith, Lord. Knowing, Lord, that you see our request before we even ask. But, Lord, we must understand that you want us to ask, Lord. For that's a measure of faith, Lord, in asking, Lord. We believe that you're able to do it, Father. And, Lord, we pray that you would just anoint the service tonight, Lord. Lord God, move any other spirit that's not like you out of the way. Lord, that you could have total preeminence, Lord, within us, Lord, body, souls, and spirit. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost, Lord, would move throughout this whole congregation, Lord. Lord, to heal and deliver, Lord. To resurrect that which was put asleep, Lord. And Lord God, we pray that this church will continue to be a light post in the city, Lord. And Lord God, we'll be careful to give you honor, glory, and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. The church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, amen. Let's turn to the book of Genesis 25. Genesis 25. Hallelujah. I'm a start at verse 29. And we know this is the story of Jacob and Esau. Amen. And we know that the scripture said that before the boys were even born, God had chosen one. Amen. He said, Jacob, have I loved? Esau, have I hated? Hey, man, let's just read the scripture. 25 and verse 29. The Bible says, and Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage. For I am faint, therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 63. Glory to God.
Yes, glory to God. Amen.
Psalm 63, we're going to start at verse 1. I want you to take these verses personal. Amen. The Bible says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You can have your seats. Amen. By the help of the Lord, I want to use for a subject or a title or topic, whatever you want to call it. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'm just a tool tonight. Amen. And whatever you have need of, operate the tool. Amen. But tonight, by God's grace, my subject is appetite. Amen. Amen. Appetite. Hallelujah. But before I get into the thought of appetite, I want to read this scripture. I want to quote this scripture. The Bible says in Matthew 5, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Amen. And church, when we look in the scripture, you know, if I could use for a subtitle, if I use for a subtitle tonight, understanding by the Spirit, amen. You know, church, when we look in the Bible, we see that it looks as if God was always talking about food, amen. You know, he talked about the fruits of the Spirit, and touch not this fruit, and drink of me, and you'll never thirst anymore. You know, and God always used these kind of different types, but, you know, blessed are they who understand what God is saying, amen. You know, we're blessed because we can understand the parables in God's word. Hallelujah. It's a mystery to the natural eye, but to those who is given to understand, it becomes a lifestyle. Hallelujah. And we know in the scripture where God told Eve, don't touch the fruits of the garden. Hallelujah. And you know, a lot of people have interpreted that as an apple, an apricot, a peach, and all these things. But what is the mystery behind God saying, amen, don't touch those fruits, hardly. And you know, God came down and he talked about the fruits of the Spirit. I'm quite sure he wasn't talking about an apple, an orange, or an apricot. Hallelujah. So when it looks like God was talking about eating, God was talking about another kind of action. Hallelujah. You know, the woman at the well, she came down and she was looking for something to, she was drawing water, and Jesus said, give me something to drink, hallelujah. Amen. Then he began to talk to her, and he found out that she was hungry. Right. and she was thirsting. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said, if you thirst of me, if you drink of me, you will never thirst again. Hallelujah. How can you drink of a man? What was he talking about? Hallelujah. So church, you got to look at your appetite. Amen. You got to look at what you're eating upon. Hallelujah. Yeah, we have a natural body that has natural substance, amen. But your spirit man is hungry. Your spirit man needs to be fed. Hallelujah. In church, we're in a day now where your appetite, hallelujah, tells what's going on inside of you. Hallelujah. And you know, church, amen. There was a man, hallelujah, that was sitting at a gate called Beautiful, hallelujah. And he was hungering, hallelujah, for something, amen. And he asked Peter and John, who was there at the gate, hallelujah. And he was looking for some money, maybe so he can get something to eat. But those guys said, such as we have. How did they know what he was hungering for? Hallelujah. See, church, it was given to them to understand, hallelujah, the thirst of the needy, the hunger of the needy, hallelujah. And we're in a day where your appetite, hallelujah, will form out who you are, amen. And you know, normally when you go in these areas and we talk about appetite, first thing we begin to think about is food, amen. But let me show you something, church. Let me express something to you, hallelujah. As we're thinking about food, one thing about food, you can never desire something you never had. If I say praise God, I go home and I say, honey, I sure would like to have that chocolate cake, amen. Where is it coming from? Somewhere, another time, another place, I've tasted her chocolate cake, hallelujah. So what I'm saying, church, for you to hunger after God, to thirst after God, somewhere, someplace, at another time, you must have was in God's presence. Yeah. Hallelujah. You must have consumed some of God, tasted some of God, drunk some of God, and now you have an appetite for God. Hallelujah. What is an appetite? An appetite is a desire to satisfy any bodily need or craving, amen. But you have to be careful about what you're putting in your body. Because you can crave the wrong thing and it'll harm the good things that are working right. You know, if we constantly drink pop or drink Pepsi or Mountain Dew, amen. And there's something inside of you craving the ingredients of those drinks. You know, I used to drive trucks, and the average truck driver wants an energy drink or a Mountain Dew or coffee or something. What is it? Their body is craving caffeine. Hallelujah. But there's a spirit inside of that body that's craving the caffeine. Hallelujah. There's something that's already there. Caffeine is already inside of them. So they have to get something that can add to what they have there. Hallelujah. In church, what I'm saying is, if you're craving the Word of God, it's because the Word of God must be inside you. If you're craving a rapture, must be the rapture. Hallelujah. It's already inside you. Because you can only crave what you've tasted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can say, well, Brother, I got a taste for this. I got a taste for that. Where's that taste coming from? The prophet of God said it's a deep call to the deep, and it has to be a deep to respond. He said before there was ever a fin on a fish's back, there had to be a purpose for that fin. Hallelujah. But if we look in the scriptures and we look at what we read about Jacob and Esau, look at those boys' appetite. Hallelujah. Look at Esau. He had the birthright, but he didn't have an appetite for it. He didn't, hallelujah. He couldn't understand by the Spirit what the birthright was. But Jacob, hallelujah, little sissy boy, following his mama, the mama's boy, hallelujah. But his appetite was for something greater. You know, Brother Branham said that Jacob, hallelujah, Esau looked like the better man. He said Esau was manly, and his father, his prophet father, loved him. Hallelujah. His prophet father loved him. Hallelujah. But the children, hallelujah, there was only one chosen to walk and live out the life of that prophet. Hallelujah. What that prophet wanted for his sons, there was only one child that could fulfill his dreams. Hallelujah. And church, just like Jacob and Esau, this message has produced twins, and there's only one child. There's only one child that's going to fulfill the prophet's dreams and the prophet's thoughts. Because she's hungering to see, hallelujah, what he preached fulfilled in her life. Hallelujah. And you know what? We're in a time where we shouldn't be playing church anymore. You know, if you come to this church and you're not set on fire, you need to get on your knees. And you need to find out what's wrong with you. Hallelujah. What's wrong with you? Look at what's going on in the world. It should produce a hunger in your life. Hallelujah. Because the things that the prophet of God prophesied has now been fulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the Pope. He's getting right in position to take the debt. Hallelujah. Right. Haven't you read that? Hallelujah. He has a meeting coming up with Congress. Hallelujah. You know Congress ain't going to be talking to him. He's going to be talking to them. Right. He's going to be telling them what to do. Hallelujah. Right. Just like the prophet said. Hallelujah. Look at how they said. He said that the morals of men and women, they were going to decay. Hallelujah. They were going to fall away. And what do we see? We got men wanting men, women wanting women, just like the Bible said. Sodom and Gomorrah, its appetite hasn't changed. They're still doing, they're still feeding on, they're still craving what we see they craved in the scriptures. And in Noah's day, they're still craving and eating upon the same thing that they ate in the scriptures. And if we can see, hallelujah. If we can see, hallelujah, Sodom on the earth. If we can see Noah's day on the earth, shouldn't we also hunger, hallelujah? Shouldn't we also hunger for our portion of the word to be fulfilled in our lives? But you must understand by the Spirit, hallelujah. See, church, there's things that have taken place and things that have gone on. And the only way you will be able to walk in continuity with it is if you have the same spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The only way you can walk with this message of the hour is if you have the same spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because remember, the Bible says if that spirit that lived in Christ lives in you, hallelujah, that raised him up from the dead, it shall also quicken your mortal body. Amen. It'll bring you alive, church. Amen. You say, what do you mean? What do you mean understanding? I'm talking about compatibility. Being compatible, church. Amen. What does it mean to be compatible and understand by the Spirit? You know, I have three kids. Amen. My middle child is a boy. Amen. And there's certain things he do that I don't understand and my wife don't. Why? Because I got the same spirit. I got the spirit of a man. Hallelujah. So there's things that he do as he's going in his different stages that I can identify with. Why? Because I went through it before. And just to give you an example, you know, sometimes he'll, he's a teenager, so he's growing and he wants to know if he's getting stronger. He's getting taller and different things, so he'll walk up against me and bump into me. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes he'll catch me off guard, hallelujah. I don't get mad, he's not being disrespectful. The only way he can test his manhood is by another man. Oh, hallelujah! And the only way you can test your, hallelujah, your sonship, hallelujah, is by the Father, hallelujah. The only way you can test whether you're a son or daughter of God, you must come in contact with God. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. So church, he'll bump me sometimes. And if I'm not thinking about, hallelujah, him and his stage of growing and different things, he'll bump me and catch me off guard. And I'll be like, whoa. and he'll laugh. Hallelujah. But you know what that does? That puts me in a stage where I'm aware now when I'm around him. Hallelujah. So now I've made up my mind not to be caught off guard. Hallelujah. See, church, we're in a day where the scripture says that you and I shouldn't be caught off guard. Amen. The Bible says in Thessalonians 5 that there's no need for me to tell you about the times and seasons.
Good.
You're compatible with what's going on. You should understand. Hallelujah. So now that I'm aware of what's going on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can pick up what he's going to do before he even does it. That's who we are, church. We should be able to pick up what's going on in Napoleon. Hallelujah. What's going on, hallelujah, in the government and all these things. What is it called? Discernment.
Amen.
You ought to be able to pick it up before it even happens.
Amen.
Because you understand by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And now, church, he'll get out of his seat. And he'll come to bump me. And I stiff arm him. Hallelujah. And he's like, whoa, Dad. I said, I was ready for you. Hallelujah. And then I'll ask him, what is it like bumping into a brick wall? Hallelujah. See, I understood, hallelujah, what he was going through. So you know what happened? I was ready for the test. Because if you understand that God's word is perfecting you by trials and tribulations, you ought to be ready for the test. Hallelujah. Why does God test us? Amen. He tests us to bring us into perfection. He tests you to give you victories in your life, which encourages your faith. But what we've said, he said, Lord, give me more faith. Give me more faith. How can he? How can he give you more faith? For him to give you more faith, that means your seed is not complete. Hallelujah. That means God has to come back and add to you. Hallelujah. And if Brother Branham said, if God has to add anything to you, that means when he dealt with you, he wasn't God.
Oh my. Come on, brother.
You know, and if I can say this. This is where we destroy, hallelujah, two souls doctrine. Hallelujah. Because when God created Adam, hallelujah, he created a man in his image. And you know, they say, well, Adam fell and he had to get the Holy Ghost so he can live like a man again. Yes, he did. But this is what they missed. God never had to create another Adam. All he had to do was put that seed, that life, back in the atmosphere. All he had to do was put that unconverted soul back in the atmosphere. And it would be what God made it to be. He never had to recreate another spirit. Hallelujah. Another soul. Another body. All he had to do was take that backslid nature. Hallelujah. And put it in the presence of what it was really thirsting for. Hallelujah. So, church, I like the way the prophet of God says it. He says, amen, he says, God didn't have to give you a seed and so forth for you to get the Holy Spirit. He said you were born that way. Hallelujah. He says in the church age book, he says, the only reason why you can receive the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, is because you're able to receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he says if you wasn't able to receive the Holy Ghost, you couldn't get it. Amen. Right. But the fact that you're able to receive it, that means it was for you from the beginning.
Amen.
From the get-go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then we look at compatibility and understanding what's going on. Hallelujah. And just like, hallelujah, looking at my son, his appetite is to grow up and be a man. Why? Because he's looking at a man. What is your appetite all about? Your spiritual appetite. To grow up and be a what? A God. More than just a message believer. You're growing up to be in the very likeness and image of God. Wasn't that the illustration of the first man? Wasn't that the creation of the first man? The image and likeness of God? See, church, one thing we must understand, hallelujah, the Bible says, add to, nor take away. God, we look at Adam, hallelujah. Adam knew what it was like to be a God. He knew what it was like to think like God, to walk with God, to hear God's voice, amen. But sin came in and clogged up his channels. But one thing we must understand, when Adam left the garden, he left the garden with a memory of what it was like to be a God. Therefore, he left with a desire, with a craving, with an appetite for restoration. You say, Brother Deese, how is that true? Well, let me ask you something. What are you craving? What are you hungering for as a son of God? Where's that hunger coming from? Where's that desire coming from? Hallelujah. It's coming from the memory of Adam. Was not Adam the first man? And didn't all creation after Adam come from Adam? Except for serpent seed.
That's right.
So the rest of you should be craving the supernatural. Because the memory of our father Adam has trickled on down to us. And if you don't believe that, what did they call Jesus in Corinthians? They called him the what? Second Adam. And what did you see in his life? Everything that Adam lost. Hallelujah. So what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, ignites that craving. The Holy Spirit is like a shock, amen. And it says, you were created, hallelujah, for heavenly things. You were created for the supernatural, hallelujah. You were created to hear God's voice. You were created to walk with God. And I don't know about y'all, I'm hungering for it. Hallelujah. But you know what? You have to be compatible to understand these things that are going on spiritually. And you know, like my son, because I'm a man, I understand what he's going through. But he'll see my wife, and he'll bump into her. And because she doesn't have the same spirit, she immediately goes off on him. Don't bump into me like that! She said, don't play with me like that. I ain't nothing to play with. See? To me and him, it's fun and games. But to her, it's a whole nother level. Why? Because she's a woman, amen. And there's certain things about a man she won't understand. Just like me having two girls, amen. There's some things about my girls. I can be head of the house. I can be just like God say, God talks to the man and then he talks to his wife. All that's true. But there's certain things about a natural woman that you brothers will never be able to understand.
Amen.
Are y'all afraid to say amen? Okay, well let's get down to it then. For those of you brothers who got children, hallelujah. You know what we say, hallelujah, and our wives, hallelujah, we had those kids and you know, after everything is over, you go down in there and you look at your wife and you say, honey, we did good. And she's looking at you, we didn't do anything. I did this by myself.
Right.
As much as you would like to take credit for bringing the child into this world, you can't. Hallelujah. It was all her. And her alone, you know what you did? You stood by her side and you said, go ahead, honey. You're doing so good. Remember what we practiced. You're doing so good. Breathe. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my. So when it comes to natural childbirth, trust me, brothers, we'll never understand it. And you notice, hallelujah, 9 times out of 10, when they're going through that stage, hallelujah, other women come. Why do they come? Because those who've already had children, they understand what your wife is going through. So they'll come in the hospital room and they'll take over, hallelujah. And you'll find yourself pushed up in a corner some way. Why? Because the spirit of understanding has come in the room. Hallelujah. And then she could say, your wife could say, honey, give me some ice. And you're thinking, it's time to have a baby. It ain't time to drink nothing. But she's thinking, hallelujah. The other sister saying she needs ice, amen, because her mouth is dry, amen. And all these things, she understands because she's a woman and she's been through it already. That's why there's things, hallelujah. I have a 17-year-old, amen. And there's some things that she does that I just don't understand. But my wife will say, honey, don't worry about this. I got it. Because she's a woman, amen.
Amen.
And you know, church, you think about it as a man. You know, my daughter having cramps. I come in with a blowhorn and say, suck it up. We soldiers. We don't feel no pain. Amen. Clearly, I don't understand. You know, my wife will say, honey, slow your roll. You all out of order. You don't understand what's going on. I know you got the Holy Ghost and all these things, but this part right here, you're so far in left field. Amen. See, understanding, compatibility, church. And it's the same thing with you and I as brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Children of the kingdom. Amen. There's certain things that we understand because we're compatible with this age. We're compatible with the revelation of the word that's been unleashed in this day. And we have an appetite for the things of God. Hallelujah. What is real compatibility? See, I have a problem when it comes to compatibility. I have an Apple iPad with an Android phone. And that's not compatible. Why? Because it has two different minds that created it. Therefore, it's not compatible. Now, let me ask you a question. Who created William Branham? God. Who created you? God. Who gave the message? God. Who gave it to you? God. So therefore, you must be compatible with what God gave our prophet. Hallelujah. That's the reason why you understand it. Hallelujah. Because you understand it by the Spirit. You have an appetite for the seals, for the thunders, hallelujah, for the token. Let's look at this appetite, church. And like I was saying, you know, I don't like sweet peas. Little green peas, that's when you bite them, they mush in your mouth. I don't like them. But then there's certain people who have an appetite for it. They like it, hallelujah. And church, it's the same thing with the word of God. There's a church world out there who can't stand marriage and divorce. But we have an appetite for the truth. There's the people out there who don't want the Holy Spirit, who don't want the token, but we have an appetite for holiness, an appetite for righteousness. What is it, church? We have an appetite for perfection. Woo! Hallelujah! Luther's appetite was just for justification. He was satisfied with just saying, I got faith. But you and I, we're hungering for more. Wesley, he had an appetite for faith and sanctification. But you and I, we're hungering for more. Seymour said, God, I want to be used by you. I want to be your masterpiece. Yeah, I'm sanctified. Yeah, I got faith. But you and I, we want more than just gifts. We want more than just clean living. We want more than just faith. What are we craving? A life. We're craving the very life of Christ. Amen. Woo! Amen. Oh, see, look at these boys. Esau, he said, give me some of that same red pottage. And Jacob said, this pottage? This pottage I made? He said, yeah, give me that pottage. Now, in his mind, Jacob got bigger thoughts than just pottage. See, our problem is, we have baby thoughts. Hallelujah. We have baby thoughts. Amen. Remember the story. Hallelujah. And I like telling the story. Remember the story of a little boy who was searching through the closet and he found a stamp. Hallelujah. Amen. He had two thoughts. Brother Graham said he had two thoughts. A stamp collector down the street and 5 cents for ice cream. Hallelujah. And he found the stamp. And his mind immediately began to go to a place where he could receive increase by what he found. Woo, I know that seems like a dirty, filthy denominational word when we begin to talk about increase. But let's look at Jacob's life. Hallelujah. What was it about, church? Jacob was looking for increase. Hallelujah, church. Amen. He wasn't satisfied with just being the son of a prophet or hearing the voice of a prophet. Amen. He wanted a life. He wanted something greater. Jacob was looking for increase. And that little boy, amen, take that stamp. And he went down to the stamp collector. And he says, can you give me 5 cents for this? Stamp collector examines it. And he's looking at it. He's looking at it. Hallelujah. And he says, you know what, sonny boy? I'll give you a dollar. You know what that little boy did? That little boy did a praise dance like he... Woo! Boy, he shot the house down. Boy, all I wanted was 5 cents. And I got a... Woo! Boy, I got a dollar. Amen. That ever happened to you? You was looking for something and God gave you more. Why did he give you more? Because that thought you had didn't express who he really was. Your thought, he's greater than your thoughts. And you see this little boy's thoughts. He's saying, all I want is ice cream. All I need is 5 cents. Then he gets a dollar. He's like, thank you, Jesus. But look at the stamp collector. His thoughts were greater than 5 cents. Or a dollar. He didn't have baby thoughts. In church, he got a couple hundred, hardly a couple thousand for that same stamp that this little boy only wanted 5 cents for. Look at the increase. Hallelujah. Church, we're in a place where our thoughts should be greater than what Luther's church had. Our thoughts, hallelujah, should be greater than the Baptists, greater than the Methodists. Our thoughts should be in the heavens. Amen. Amen. But our problem is we have too many baby thoughts. And now you look at this stamp collector. He's like, my, I know I can get a couple thousand for this. And then somebody else whose thoughts were a little bit higher than his said, I'll buy it. Then he buys it, hallelujah. And Brother Branham says, last time he heard, the stamp was sold for over $250,000. Look at the first thought, 5 cents. Look at the last thought, $250,000. Look at the first thought, the just shall live by faith. Look at the last thought. Look at the last thought, church. What is your last thought? Your last thought should be, when you see me, you see the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Your thought should be increase above increase. Your thought should bring you into his likeness and his image. That should be your appetite. Hallelujah. You know, but church, when we look at our appetite, you're not going to be too much longer. But you think about it, church. Hallelujah. Eve never had a craving for what the serpent gave her. Y'all understand what I'm saying? She never had a craving for it. She never desired it. Amen. She was tricked into eating something, hallelujah, partaking of something that she never desired. Woo, my. So you have to be careful what you're eating. Hallelujah. Because you can get hooked on something, amen, that'll take your life to a downward spiral, hallelujah. That's just like drugs and crack cocaine. They say crack cocaine is so powerful. Using it one time and then you have an addiction. There's some things you can get a hold of, hallelujah, and you use it one time, then you develop a craving for it. Then you develop an appetite for it. And look at what happened to Eve, amen. She had no desire, amen. No desire for it, hallelujah. But she listened to the devil. And as she listened to the devil, she developed an appetite. Because you know, Brother Branham says she committed adultery up here first.
That's right.
And she thought on it, hallelujah. and thought on it, she became her thoughts, which was adultery. Hallelujah. She became her thoughts, and now she began to desire her thoughts. And after she took it from the serpent, she went to her husband and said, "Let me show you what I'm eating." She got hooked. Hallelujah. Never desired it before. But she listened to the wrong person, and then she got hooked. And now look at mankind. Man has an appetite for sex. When he was first created, he never had an appetite for it. Never had a craving, church. That's why you have to be careful about what you're consuming, amen. And what you're eating, amen. Hallelujah. Because all it takes is one time to get hooked. But just as Eve, hallelujah, never had an appetite for what the serpent had to offer. But it was given to her. And once she got it, she was hooked, amen. That's how Jesus Christ did you and I, amen. We never, hallelujah, had an appetite for the things of God. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. What did God do? God bumped into us.
Amen.
Remember, Brother Branham said, none of us was looking for him. We were going our own way, and all of a sudden, you're going down Sin Avenue, and God bumps into you. And your life began to change. Your desires begin to change. Now you find yourself in an airport witnessing the people. Because your desires are being changed. Amen. And some of us didn't even know that you were a part of this compatibility. Amen. You persecuted your own family. Hallelujah. Not even realizing that the same desire was way down inside you somewhere. Then, hallelujah, then what seemed to be heresies or crazy, you found yourself becoming a part of it. Why? Because that's who you really were in the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How could Jacob crave the birthright? How could he crave it? It was a deep call. See, church, according to the scripture, the firstborn was supposed to get the blessing, amen. You know, the scripture was supposed to read, Abraham, Isaac, hallelujah, Esau. But God knew Esau, hallelujah, despised that heritage, hallelujah. God knew Esau, hallelujah, could never be a prince. Hallelujah. God knew that about Esau. So what God did, God allowed Jacob to get in position to receive the blessing. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Church, there were a lot of people in this message, but God knew they never want to come to perfection. So God moved them out of the way, and now he's put you in position.
Yeah.
See, church, we don't have anything holding us back. Church, we don't have anything holding us back. We don't have those sitting here critiquing the ministry. Or saying Brother Brown didn't say, "I believe him when he had thus said the Lord." Foolishness. Hallelujah. Either you're compatible or you're not. Hallelujah. See, remember what he said. He said, "It's given to you to understand the mission of the kingdom." Why? Because you are the king. It's given to you to understand the message of the hour. Why? Because you are the message of the hour. It's given to you to understand the voice of the seventh angel. Because you're the other piece of that word connected to that voice.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're not connected to his flesh. That's why we could be born after 1965 and still live this word.
Yeah.
Because we're compatible. Hallelujah. We're not compatible with flesh. We've never seen his flesh. We're compatible with a voice.
Yeah.
We're hungering for the voice.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And what voice is that? The voice of Jesus Christ. Because people have made a mistake. They think it's Brother Branham saying, "Good evening, friends." No, it's a voice. Where the scripture says, my sheep know my voice. And another they won't follow. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're compatible to his leadership. Hallelujah. See how blessed you are. You're hungering after the very thing that's inside of you. Oh, let me close. Let me close. But as we watch Jacob and Esau, and Esau's tricked per se out of the birthright. But the Bible says he despised it. You can't be tricked out of something you don't want. You know, people are leaving the message and they're saying, you know, Brother Branham was wrong, and Brother Branham was this, and Brother Branham was that. Let me ask you a question. Hallelujah. They find all the fault with Brother Branham. Hallelujah. And they try to use him to make the doctrine wrong. You can't make the word wrong. You can say he had on one green sock and a red sock. You can say all these things you want to say about the messenger, but prove the word he preached wrong. For those who left and have to say all these things, my question is, hallelujah, let me ask you something. If it's wrong, am I committing a sin by having one wife? That's marriage and divorce. Hallelujah. Am I committing a sin by receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Am I committing sin by believing that I'm God's provided place of worship? Sisters, are you committing sin by not cutting your split ends? Are you committing sin by dressing holy and living right? Oh, brothers, are you committing sin by providing for your family?
Oh, my.
So where is the message off?
That's good,
where is it off? Somebody tell me where it's off. See, the problem is those people never had seen the vindication. What is the appetite? The vindication I'm speaking of is not the vindication of William Branham. The vindication of you. The vindication now is in your life. You know what you once were. You know what you used to be. You know what you once desired. And now, church, you should say, I've been vindicated. I'm no longer a sinner. I no longer desire alcohol and clubs and movies. I've been vindicated that this word is true. See, they're trying to destroy the vindication of a prophet. They've missed it. Eliezer brought us to Isaac. It ain't about Eliezer no more. Now it's time for Rebecca to receive her vindication. Does Isaac really want her or not? Hallelujah. And the way you know if Isaac really want her, he tuck her into the chamber. What does that mean? That means he committed a vow. He gave her a vow, hallelujah. And most of all, church, one thing I want you to understand, hallelujah. What gives you an appetite, amen? Remember, when Isaac took her in the tent, what was the thing that she had to do? Remember, when he met her, she had a veil on. She heard about him, but she didn't quite know him. Hallelujah. But once she got in the chamber, once she got in the tent and the vow was made, then Isaac lifted the veil. And now she can look him in his eyes and she can see who he is. Church, there's not a veil to God's chosen, hallelujah, elect on this message, hallelujah. We can see it for what it is, and it's Christ. The Bible said as long as Moses was priest, there was a veil. But when Christ came on the scene, the veil was lifted. As long as William Branham is preached, there'll be a veil over your eyes. But when you turn to the Lord, the veil is lifted. You'll see all the mistakes. You'll see all these other things that don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. His job, church, I know I'm going into a whole other thought, but think about it, church. What was Eliezer's job? His job was to fulfill what Abraham's desire was. Who is Abraham? In type, God the Father. Who is Eliezer? In type, William Branham. Who is Rebecca? In type, you and I. Who is Isaac? In type, Jesus Christ. So God the Father, Abraham, told Eliezer, William Branham, to go find Isaac, Jesus Christ, a bride. Hallelujah! Oh, my church. It produced an appetite. Hallelujah. Once she met Isaac, it was over for Eliezer. According to the scripture, this is Brother Diggs, according to the scripture, it don't even look like Eliezer got a thank you card.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And he was satisfied with that. Church, look at Eliezer's life. His whole fulfillment came from fulfilling what Abraham desired. Church, the gifts he had that he brought to Rebecca came from who? Abraham. The first pull, the second pull, the third pull came from God the Father. Eliezer didn't have anything of his own to bring. All of it came from Abraham. Hallelujah! Oh, my church. He came. Hallelujah. Eliezer came toting what? Toting deity. He came toting gold. Go back and read the scriptures. He gave her gold brass and gold earrings. Hallelujah. He gave gifts unto Rebecca. But where did that deity come from? It came from Abraham. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. And then Abraham gave that deity to Eliezer, which is a type of the prophet. Then the prophet gave that deity to Rebecca. Why not Isaac? Because Isaac owned everything that Abraham owned. Woo! Isaac didn't need anything from the prophet. Hallelujah. Isaac, hallelujah, was an heir to the throne. Oh, my church. Hallelujah. Oh, my church. And we're feeding on this relationship. Amen. We're feeding on this relationship, hallelujah. We're feeding, hallelujah. Church, Eliezer painted such a good picture of Isaac. Rebecca not even meeting him. Not even meeting him. Never walked the shores of Galilee. Never had her head in his bosom. Hallelujah. Never even heard his voice. All she did was heard of him from Eliezer. Woo! Hallelujah. And Eliezer painted such a good picture, hallelujah, to Rebecca that it seemed so real that her mama couldn't change her mind and her brothers couldn't change her mind.
Amen.
When they said, let the damsel choose for herself, she said, I'm going to meet Isaac. Hallelujah. She said, you ain't going to stop my day of visitation. I'm going to meet Isaac. Look at what he's given me already. He's put gifts in my life. I want all that he has to offer. See, Rebecca, just hearing about Isaac, she began to develop a craving. An appetite. A desire. Oh, my God. Oh, my church. You should be hungering for God. Not just the God of part. The fullness of God. Church, God got He got us right where he wants us. Amen. You know, yeah, I know we got loved ones that's still out there. Hallelujah. Keep believing. God has us right where he wants us. Amen. But he wants you to hunger for it. I like how he says, there's a deep that calleth to the deep. And there has to be a deep to respond. Amen. Think about it, church. Yes. Brother Branham was in the Baptist church. And God began to deal with him. And tell him about preaching the fullness of the word. Hallelujah. And you know, everybody tried to stop him.
Right.
Come on, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His Baptist pastor tried to stop him. Tried to make him feel silly. You with a sixth grade education is going to preach for kings and travel all around the world? I don't think so. But what was the church? Think about how many times Brother Branham decided not to go. Amen. His mother-in-law got in the way. Hallelujah. Amen. God told him to go to those people. His mother-in-law, everybody was trying to stop it. But what kept him coming? It was your call. Your deep call. Hallelujah. And you pulling on that gift. Hallelujah. All the way down to this age. Hallelujah. Had to release that ministry.
Amen.
Everybody trying to stop it. Hallelujah. But that was a deep calling out to the deep. And the prophet had to give way to your call. And him not even knowing who you are. Not even knowing who you are, what family you come from. Hallelujah. With that pull, amen. Move through a whole nother generation pulling them down. Hadn't we seen that before? It was the same thing the auntie mama in Tennessee did.
Come on.
He didn't know her. She didn't know him. But she had a call, hallelujah. A deep call, amen. For restoration in her son's life, hallelujah. And that deep call pulled a plane out the sky. Without the prophet knowing what's taking place. All he could do was respond to the pull. Walking down Memphis, Tennessee in the hot sun, singing, I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. See, her pull even gave him some joy. One of them. Church, he had no vindication where he was going. He had no dream, no vision, no nothing. What kept him going? He heard a voice. And the same voice that kept him going is the same voice that's keeping us going. Hallelujah. Church, without a vision, without a dream, we still are living this word. By faith. Amen. Why? Because we're hungering for all of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, church, in my closing, what is going on in the world right now? What's going on? Praise God. I heard this on the radio. Praise God for the governor of Indiana. Did y'all hear about it? Hallelujah. They passed a law where businesses will be able to refuse those participating in homosexuality in their restaurants and in their businesses. They have the right now to refuse service. Hallelujah. Now you know the world gonna come after them full blast for making a stand. Hallelujah. The church, hallelujah. Why did they make a stand? Hallelujah. Because God say I still got 7,000 more. That's going to believe the way it's supposed to believe. Hallelujah. You might say, well, Brother Jakes, do they know God sent the prophet? Do they know this? We don't have to be concerned about that. We need to know that for every trial, every tribulation, there's an answer. And the answer is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Church, you need to wake yourself up. You're in the last days. Hallelujah. See, what's going on in the world is calling for something. Amen. Sodom is here. Noah's day is here. The Pope is here. Israel is here. All the things that's prophesied before a rapture comes.
Amen.
Is here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. So what should it be doing for you and I? We should be hungering for immortality.
Amen. Amen.
In my closing, look at Jacob and Esau. What was it all about with Jacob? Jacob had a hunger that couldn't be quenched. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Jacob, hallelujah, cheated his brother out of the birthright. And then he fled and went down to Laban's house. Hallelujah. And he saw a young lady that he wanted so bad. Hallelujah. He said, can I have your daughter? I'll work 7 years for her. See, he was looking for increase. Hallelujah. He said, I worked 7 years, amen. But then it came time to lift the veil, and he had the wrong one. But he loved her so much. He said, I'll work another 7 years for her.
Right.
Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. God's been working through the word for 7 church ages. Because, hallelujah, the first Eve failed, the second Eve failed, but this bride will not fail. Because God has put in work for you and I. Hallelujah. And then you look at Jacob, hallelujah, he worked. And now he's in his father-in-law house. And he's still looking for increase. Hallelujah. He got bridesmaids. He got hands wives. He got wives, hallelujah. And children are popping up all over the place. Why? Because Jacob's life was about increase. Hallelujah. The birthright brings increase in your life. Hallelujah. Church. And then he got to a place to where he was just doing so much, and every scripture says everything he touched, he was blessed.
Right. Come on.
Hallelujah. You see, the life of that seed, amen, is blessed. Even though he was a Jacob, even though his name meant supplanter, hallelujah, he was still blessed, hallelujah. But then Jacob got to a place all of us got to get to. He got sick of being a Jacob. Now, he's going back home. He's tired of his father-in-law. Father-in-law ain't cheating him right. So now he's on the way back home. And then he hear Esau is coming his way. Hallelujah. And fear comes down on Jacob. Hallelujah. Why? Why does fear come? Because he don't have perfect love yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He don't have perfect faith yet. Hallelujah. He hadn't entered into that perfect place. Hallelujah. Amen, church. Think about it, church. If there's any stone in your life that hasn't been unturned, you need to turn it. Because the only thing that's going to make a rapture is perfect love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now Jacob, hallelujah, know he did his brother wrong and never repented. And now he's going back. Hallelujah. He's going back. And he's trying to smooth it over, trying to make it nice without repenting. You know how people do, they do you wrong when they try to ease back around without repenting. Try to wait till everything all right. Wait till you in a good attitude and just come on back around and say, brother, how you doing? God bless you. You still got to repent. And now Jacob, hallelujah, he's on his way back and here Esau's coming. So he sends a love gift to Esau. And Esau says, send it back, I don't need it. Now Jacob's afraid, hallelujah. Oh, my church. But it produced another hunger in his life. Don't let your fears shut you down. Let your fears bring you into the presence of God. Hallelujah, church. And what did his fears do? Amen. Esau's on the way. And master, he send back your offering. And now Jacob's so afraid. Jacob started splitting up his family and doing all this stuff. But what did it force Jacob to do? It forced Jacob to wrestle with God. See, church, your appetite should put you to a place to where you wrestle with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You to a place now where you shouldn't still be fighting with drugs. And, oh, but Deeks, I remember when I used to be delivered. Come on. If you ever wrestle with God, God will change you, church. Look at the increase in Jacob's life. Hallelujah. Now, church, he's to a place where he got so desperate. He went into a whole other place to now he has a hold of God. Now he has a hold of God. See, church, his appetite. Your appetite shouldn't settle for just a good quote. A good taste a good message book. It should bring you to the place to where you grab hold of God. Now Jacob grabs hold of God. And Jacob tells him what he's going to do. Jacob says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me.
Amen.
Whew. Look at his appetite. He got to a place to where he knew what he wanted, and he wasn't going to stop until it was fulfilled. And the one that he was wrestling with said, let me go. He said, no, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. Hallelujah. And that angel, hallelujah, was forced to give Jacob his perfection. Hallelujah! He was forced to give Jacob his perfection. You say, Brother Dean, what do you mean? The angel touched him and changed his walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He no longer walked the same way. He no longer went the same places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God changed his travel. God changed his walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody need to wrestle with God tonight. But he still wasn't complete. Amen. Once he turned him loose, hallelujah, he said, okay, I've changed your walk, but I ain't going to stop there. I'm going to change your name.
Amen.
I'm going to change your character, hallelujah. You're not going to be a shyster anymore, but I'm going to make you a prince.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Come on, musicians, I'm closing. And from that point on, Jacob never did another shady deal. Why? Because he was a prince now. Hallelujah. All his needs were met. Hallelujah. He didn't have to trick and scheme and do all these things. No, he was a prince. Hallelujah. And he walked different. He talked different. Hallelujah. He acted different. He had a different character. Now he's a prince. And church, what I love about it, that place, amen, where he wrestled with God, the name of it is called Peniel. Where he met God face to face. That's what this message is producing. A meeting with God face to face. Hallelujah. It ain't about good preachers. It ain't about good men. It's about meeting God. And you must realize the only way you can receive a prophet, hallelujah, it's because you're compatible with that prophet.
Amen.
Hey, everybody all right?
Amen.
Church, before I close, church, look at compatibility. Remember the Woods brothers, amen. They were in the boat riding with Brother Branham, and they began to talk about what the Lord has done in their lives. And they said, oh, thank God. We wish our Sunday school teacher could see how we're living for the Lord now. Now, they were Jehovah's Witness at one time. Hallelujah. They had a revelation, but now they got a greater increase in their life. Hallelujah. And now they're riding in the boat and they're saying, oh, Lord, Brother Branham, we wish our Sunday school teacher could just see what God has done in our lives. And the next thing you know, God started coming across the trees. Hallelujah. Why, Brother Branham said, because they said the right thing. But look at what happened. He says, you will see a resurrection. Something's going to receive a resurrection. Church, why a resurrection? Because in the supernatural, God had to do and demonstrate naturally what happened in those Woods brothers' lives. Hallelujah. Those Woods brothers experienced a resurrection. So God had to come down on the scene and demonstrate what happened in their life through creation. Hallelujah! What's happening in your life? What does God want to demonstrate through your life? Hallelujah. But let's keep going, church. It didn't stop there. Amen. Hallelujah. God began to move, and he moved into those Woods brothers' lives. And, you know, the third pool and different things. And remember, one day, they were sitting in a house, and Brother Branham began to talk about the third pool. He began to talk about the squirrels and all the different things, the squirrels and the Colorado storm and all these things and the possum and the Woods brothers and all these things. And as he preached, you know, there were some people sitting there listening saying, I wonder if that's true. I wonder. Is it thus saith the Lord? But you know what? As he was talking and preaching about it, there was somebody there who was listening. And she couldn't contain herself. She heard him talking about those squirrels. Hallelujah. And the Colorado storm. And all the things about creation. And all that happened. And the spoken word authority. And the more she heard it, and she just couldn't take it, what was happening. Her representation inside only began to speak out. And then she said, "That ain't nothing but the truth." Why did Hattie agree with the third pool like that? Because she was the third pool. So, you can only agree with what's already revealed to you. In church, for her to agree with the third pool, that means that she was the third pool. Now look how God comes down through a prophet and says, "You give her whatever she asks for."
Amen. Amen.
What did he do? He put the power of creation back in Hattie Rice's mouth. Whatever you say, hallelujah, you will have it. See, church, she was compatible with the third pool. Now God put creation back in her mouth. Woo! And we say, we're waiting on the third pool. Are you? Are you? What are you waiting on? What is the third pool? The opening of the word. Now, has the word been opened to you? Whew. Oh, my church. Nobody else in there was compatible. They're listening and it was just another service to them. But Hattie jumps up. She couldn't contain herself. Why? There was something on the inside compatible with it. And she stands up and she says, "That ain't nothing but the truth." And the prophet of God says, she said the right thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Christ is meant to be identified in that masterpiece. Hallelujah. Amen. Now he comes down and he tells that prophet, "You give her whatever she asks for." And Brother Branham say, "See if God don't give you whatever you ask for, or I'm a false prophet."
Right.
Hallelujah. He says, she said, "I don't know what to ask for. I don't know what to ask for." He said, "You got a sick sister. You're poor. Your children lost. Whatever you ask for will be yours." Look, church, God put the power of decision in her mouth.
Right.
But look at what she asked for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said she didn't ask for money. Hallelujah. She didn't ask for healing. Hallelujah. She asked for salvation.
Amen.
She asked for the very thing that God is. God took Hattie Wright back to the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Just like he did Adam, church. He brought creation to Adam and he said, "You name it. Whatever you call it, that's what it's going to be." Now, have we received our restoration? You can see it in Hattie. You ought to be able to see it in you. Church, amen. Don't let these things go over your head. Amen. It belongs to you. This revealed word belongs to you. Amen. It's a quote I wanted to read, but I'll paraphrase it. The prophet of God said, if you was a person who have to press and struggle just enough to say, "Whoa, I made it to church," he said, "you need to check what you got." Hallelujah. He said, you ought to be to a place now to where you're living higher than just the struggles of coming to church.
Amen.
That ain't no struggle.
Right.
If you love God, coming to church ain't no struggle.
Amen.
It's a victory.
Yeah.
Right. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, we bless your name, Lord. Lord, and no doubt there's some people in here tonight that need increase. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm looking at some of your creation. Lord, and I can see that they need increase in their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your word, Lord, will continuously be manifested, Lord. Lord, that it'll mature, Lord, and it'll grow in the lives of your people, Lord. Lord, that they'll see themselves, Lord, walking in truth, living in truth, being truth, Lord. Lord God, we won't let the things of this world easily beset us. But Father God, as we're here on the proven ground, Lord, Lord, that we will accept the challenge, Lord. Lord God, that you've always had a people to meet the challenge of the age, Lord. Lord, and we're here in the end time to meet the challenge of the age. And Lord, we know there's many other things we could have said. Many other scriptures we could have read. Many other quotes we could have quoted. But what good is that, Father, if you don't deal with the people, Lord? And Lord God, we pray even right now, Lord, that you would give the increase to your people, Lord. Lord, preventer, someone here, Lord, is finding themselves slipping, Lord. Slipping back, Father. Lord, being drawn back into the things that they've come out. The things that, Lord, let me say it like I see it, Lord. The things that she's been delivered from. Amen. Hallelujah. And I say unto you, young lady, hallelujah. Don't let the trials of life consume you. But stand your ground in Jesus Christ. Amen. And fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. And don't succumb to the pressure. But just know that God won't put no more on you than you can bear. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this church, Lord. We pray that you keep the fire burning, Lord. Lord God, that complacency won't set in, Lord. That they won't get satisfied with just throwing quotes and throwing scriptures and books, Lord. But get the life of Christ. Amen. Lord, to be satisfied with what Eliezer said. And meeting Isaac is the greatest thing that Rebecca could ever experience. It was greater than the gifts. It was greater than a natural house. Hallelujah. Meeting Isaac, Lord. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, Father. Lord, we pray that the revealing of your word will continuously move in this place.
Yes, Lord.
In the glorious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. The church say amen. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. Moments like these, in moments like this, I sing out a song, a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my head. Receive your increase right now. Lift your hands to the Lord. The Lord is waiting on us. He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us. Lord Jesus. Father, send your glory, Lord. And Lord God, help us to withstand every trial, every tribulation, Lord. Lord God, that you look for that next step in our life, Lord. Lord, that you be encouraged and not dismayed by the signs of the time. But Lord God, she'll hunger and thirst for more of you. Lord God, and you'll fulfill her hunger. You'll hear her cry, Lord. Lord, you'll respond to her call. For you are the Lord thy God. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. You're a loving, forgiving God. And Lord, help her to give all of herself to you, Lord. In the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Not halfway, but all the way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Ghost is upon you. Receive your increase. Receive your increase in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive your increase, church. In Jesus' name. Don't walk out of here the same way. Looking around. But say, Lord, have your way with me. This is your meeting. This is your time of visitation. Lord, have your way with me. We bind every evil spirit that'll try to hinder the move of God. Every unclean spirit. Every thought that'll exalt itself above the knowledge of God in this place. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, come Holy Spirit. Lord, forgive us for our unbelief, Lord. Lord, forgive us for holding back on you. Lord, we want to give you all of ourselves, Lord. Lord, for you gave us all of you on Calvary's cross. And Lord, we stand here tonight in need of nothing. You've given it all to your wife. And Lord, let us receive it. We receive. We receive. We receive of you, Lord. You don't need the hands of a man laid on you. Let God touch you. Let God touch you. Let God have His way. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace.